It's everywhere, and the invasive European green crab is blamed for wreaking havoc on Maine's shellfish populations in the last few years. Now, the crab is also suspected of having another negative impact on Maine's marine ecosystem. Researchers suspect the crabs are responsible for a decline in eelgrass, and they're trying to do something about it. Tom Porter reports on one experimental eelgrass restoration project in mid-coast Maine.
Simpson's Point in Brunswick lies in an estuary at the upper end of Casco Bay. It's a scenic spot where the woodlands meet the water. Less than 5 years ago, though, harbour master Dan Devereaux says the view was noticeably different, at least at low tide, when eelgrass was visible pretty much everywhere. Now there's hardly any.
It was around 2011, 12, we noticed a drastic decline.
Devereaux estimates a 90% reduction in McCoit Bay alone. Eelgrass, which lives in the shallow waters near the shoreline, is prime habitat for a number of aquatic life forms. So Devereaux decided it was time to act. He got in touch with Dr. Hilary Neckels, a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey and a specialist in estuarine and wetland systems. This summer, Neckels and her team launched an experimental eelgrass restoration project, one of only two in the state. I caught up with her at Simpson's Point.
Dr. Neckels, hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Neckels has come to inspect a handful of eelgrass plants her team planted on the seabed in July. She points to some buoys out in the bay, marking where the plants were put down. Soon she'll be floating face down with face mask and snorkel, checking out how much the plants have grown.
I call it stealth monitoring. You just have to sneak up on the plants so that you don't disturb the substrate, so that you can see how many plants there are.
The restoration project comes at a time when scientists are also trying to determine how green crabs are affecting eelgrass. Neckels says the green crabs uproot the plants in their search for food, particularly shellfish such as clams and mussels, which are buried under the sea floor, or the substrate, as she calls it.
Big green crabs that are foraging in the substrate and they're digging up all this eelgrass. And at the same time that they're doing that, they're also increasing the turbidity.
That's because eelgrass is good for absorbing impurities in the ocean, explains Neckels. So when crabs destroy the vegetation, they're also depressing the water quality. Neckels says the speed with which eelgrass declined across the state took everybody by surprise. According to the DEP, eelgrass quantity in all of Casco Bay was down more than 50% by 2013.
It was incredibly sudden on ecological timescales. It was an acute disturbance, and it was caused by the invasive European green crab population explosion that we had in 2012, 2013.
In this part of Casco Bay, Neckels says fewer green crabs have been spotted in the last 2 years, and there is some eelgrass recovery. But she says there's a long way to go before the plants are brought back to healthy levels.
This is going to take the eelgrass a long time to recover here. And so we're testing, can we jumpstart recovery through restoration? Is the water clarity sufficient to permit eelgrass growth?
One of the difficulties in tackling the green crab problem is the lack of a statewide monitoring program. Numbers are thought to have declined in this part of Casco Bay, but just a few miles away in Freeport, Professor Brian Beale of UMaine Machias says crab populations are about the same, though Beale, who runs a crab trapping program, says he's noticed a change in size.
It's just that the animals are much, much smaller, and we don't know where the large ones have gone, whether they died or what the story is, but we know that there are just plenty of very, very small ones around, and, you know, that's disconcerting.
Meanwhile, at Simpson's Point, low tide has come, and it's time for Hilary Neckels to zip up her wetsuit and swim out to check on the eelgrass plants.
Thanks so much. I'm heading out.
Good luck.
Neckels says the success of this eelgrass restoration project won't be known until next summer, when the final plant measurements are done. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.